He reached out of bed and closed the door, blocking off the sound of some old movie. He turned off the light, and then, just as he was starting to drift off, she came in, sat on the side of his bed, and said she was sorry she'd been so standoffy tonight, but there had been a lot going on at the office, and she was tired. Sometimes it was a madhouse, she said. She stroked a finger across his forehead and then kissed him there, making him shiver. He sat up and hugged her. She stiffened momentarily at his touch, then gave in to it. She even hugged him back briefly. He thought maybe it would now be all right to tell her about Ted. A little, anyway. I talked with Mr. Brodigan when I came home from the library, he said.
Who?
The new man on the third floor. He asked me to call him Ted.
You won't. I should say Nitzy. You don't know him from Adam.
He said giving a kid an adult library card was a great present.
Ted had said no such thing. But Bobby had lived with his mother long enough to know what worked and what didn't.
She relaxed a little. Did he say where he came from? A place not as nice as here, I think he said.
Well, that doesn't tell us much, does it?
Bobby was still hugging her. He could have hugged her for another hour easily, smelling her white rain shampoo and Aquanet hold spray and the pleasant odor of tobacco on her breath. But she disengaged from him and laid him back down. I guess if he's going to be your friend, your adult friend, I'll have to get to know him a little. Well, maybe I'll like him better when he doesn't have shopping bags scattered all over the lawn. For Liz Garfield, this was downright placatory, and Bobby was satisfied. The day had come to a very acceptable ending after all. Good night, birthday boy. Good night, Mom. She went out and closed the door. Later that night, much later, he thought he heard her crying in her room. But perhaps that was only a dream.